Do you have a story of the week, by the way, for this episode?
Well, I was going to mention about the motorcycle crash I saw in front of me this morning, but it's a little sad.
Yeah, you said that was a pretty gruesome crash, right?
Yeah, I mean, his helmet like popped off. There was a lot of blood. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a comedy podcast, not an organ donor show.
Well, that's why I didn't want to bring it up. Anyway, right. Rest in peace and moving on.
Yeah. All right. Let's try and open some minds.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Be the Judge of That. I am your host, Adam Eagle Rock, and with me, my co-host, Evan Ryan Lewis. How are you doing, amigo?
I'm doing great, Adam. It's great to be here. We haven't recorded in a little while. I'm just bursting at the seams with topics.
That makes one of us.
Okay, I'll go first. I love this when friends tell me stories that they have no idea that there's a topic in the story. They're just telling me mm-hmm. a story. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a topic. So I was talking to a friend of mine last night, actually, and she was telling me that she's been on like a handful of dates with this guy, and he invites her to a birthday party over the weekend. You want to come to this birthday party on Saturday? She's like, sure. She shows up to the birthday party. It's his mom's friend's 65th.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, topic, you know, I have to stop the whole conversation. Like, do you have to specify a person's age if you invite them to a birthday party?
That's hysterical. And
right?
I'm going absolutely not. I think this is, wait, say it again. They were on a date.
They had been on like a handful of dates.
Okay, right. So they're not like dating in the sense they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're not exclusive.
Yeah, so, but he was like, do you want to come to a birthday party this weekend?
Right. I totally don't think you need to clarify how old they are, but there should be a hard no on that invite in general.
Well,
like you don't even get to the age. Like you just don't invite them.
Yeah, of course, she shouldn't have been invited. But I think that the age of the birthday, now the more I thought about it, it really makes a huge difference, right? Like if I say, do you want to come to a birthday party, and it's someone roughly our age, that's way different than going to a five-year-old's birthday, a 70-year-old's birthday, yep. right? Like it makes yep. a huge difference. And now that I think about it, it's a huge piece of information to leave out.
It is, actually. And what's funny, too, is like you're thinking of the extremes, but just give yourself like five years on either side. You know, like if you're going to like, let's say a 40-year-old's birthday, it's probably not going to be at the bungalow like a 20-year-old's maybe. But right.
It also reminded me that my sister's been like dating this guy, and we were at my grandfather's 93rd birthday a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that the guy that she's been dating, he asked her, what are you up to tonight? And she's like, oh, I'm going to a birthday party.
Like intentionally leaving it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she wants to seem like she's like busy. She's got stuff going on, you know?
Right.
Meanwhile, like everyone's in a wheelchair. Like, and it just kind of reiterates like how important it is to bring up the age.
It's my birthday this weekend. That's right. It's Adam Eagle-Rock's birthday.
Yes.
And if some could say that I celebrate my birthday like a 95-year-old person.
Yeah, I agree with that. Your birthday will probably be more low-key than my grandfather's 93rd.
I 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. So the real topic in this question is, are you giving a speech on my birthday?
Do I have to?
How much time in advance do you need to know to do a speech?
That should be a topic.
Topic.
All right, let's get into that one in a second. But before we do, do you think that you have to tell someone the age of the birthday person if you invite them to a party?
No.
I think yes. I really think yes.
I think you should make an educated decision is if this person is going to enjoy themselves at your friend's kid's 2-year-old birthday. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah. No. Also, the birthday, like I said, except for me, you should know what kind of party this is by the time. Okay. I was just at a 2-year-old birthday party. It started at 3 o'clock, hard end at 5.
Uh-huh.
You know, love this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to this 93-year-old birthday party. I'm sure that wasn't raging until 2 a.m.
No, but it actually started late and it will end way later than your party will this weekend, no question.
Oh, really?
No question.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was a Friday night. It didn't end until like 10:30.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be long asleep after your party. Yeah.
That's two REM cycles there. Damn.
Okay. You want to move on to the next one then about speeches?
Yeah, let's. I mean, sure. Let's do that topic. How much time in advance do you need to give someone if you want them to give a speech at an event?
It's a great topic.
thanks. Came up with this on the spot.
during the season premiere, I kind of teased that you got married over the break, and that your wedding was full of love and beauty. It was also full of a lot of topics. and I kind of wanted to like pepper in your wedding topics throughout the year, like especially if we had a guest that was there or was part of your family or something. But I think it was the night before or two nights before you texted me.
The night.
It was the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like less than 24 hours before the wedding, you texted me and your cousin in a group chat and said, hey, can you give a speech at the wedding? And we both said no because it was too soon. Because I think that especially it depends on the event. Wedding's a big event, like that will be remembered for a long time. Like you don't want to just speak off the cuff in that scenario, which obviously you can do with no advance warning. But I think that for a big event, like it's rude or it's, you know, it's reasonable to give a week or so.
It's rude to be invited. Now, are you kidding? And let me just clarify, the two people I asked to give a speech are both phenomenal off the cuff speakers. Also, I invited you guys well in advance. You guys should have been chopping up a bit long before, just just knowing that you need to do this, like internally need to, not that Adam will ask you.
Well, when you texted me the night before, I was not anticipating giving a speech at all. And
I asked you for cake, coffee, and speeches. Is that big of a deal?
It depends on how much time in advance. Yeah. Yeah.
You should always have a speech for me ready.
Just ready?
Always. Always. I mean, how about this? So the topic was how far in advance. I'm going to switch the topic. Can you ask somebody too far in advance?
No. No.
Okay. Well, with that answer, you better make a speech, a eulogy at my funeral.
I'll give a speech at your funeral. I thought you were going to say, we're recording this on a Thursday. Your birthday is on Saturday.
Right.
Am I giving a speech at your birthday?
Yeah, no, I don't want you to because I know you're going to start your speech with, well, Adam wants me to give a speech, and I don't want that. That takes out the fun in it.
Uh-huh. So no speech on Saturday. I think for a birthday, you could maybe 3 or 4 days is fine. For a wedding, you should really give several weeks, I think. You want to workshop it, you know? You want to try out your bits.
Are you ever going to give me a speech for my wedding?
No, unless you get remarried and you give me enough notice.
I'm going to the grave without you giving my wedding speech.
Do you have a time machine?
This is unbelievable.
How do I give you a wedding speech 4 months after the event?
I mean, first you could try a wedding gift before giving the speech. You could try that. Unbelievable.
Well,
I had gifts from people that didn't even know I was getting married. Okay. Got a drawer full of cash from people across the country.
All right. Should we just do all your wedding topics right now?
No, because I have another topic that I actually really want to get to the bottom of.
Okay. How far in advance do you have to ask someone to give a speech at an event? I say at least a week, probably two or three.
I'm saying you got 72 hours.
Okay. So you are out of bounds for the wedding speech.
No, best friends. You should always have a speech ready.
I've worked
the whole night.
Yeah. I have a file cabinet in my bedroom and I just can go through all my friends, family.
Oh.
Death, it's marriage.
Kyle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Colin. No. Yeah. No. All right. Adam. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Death, marriage, firstborn.
Yeah.
This is a stereo. Oh, promotion. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could have just done ChatGPT. my mom went to a wedding recently and I was like, how are the vows? And she was like, oh, the bride totally got it off ChatGPT. And she's like, how do you know? She's like, everyone knew. Everyone knew. It was just, it was a classic ChatGPT vows.
Wait a second. I wonder if my wife did that. Because hers GPT. Was really good.
They were. And it was just broad and generic enough that it could have been.
Could have fallen on her. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a big time out here, guys. Yeah. I'll be back. I'll tune in tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll throw a topic in here. My second topic. Can you gift somebody a gift card and then tell them what to get with it?
I already know my answer, but I'd love to hear the story.
The story is I was at a friend's house and he had this like really nice shed in his backyard. And I go, oh, that's an awesome shed. It was brand new. He goes, oh, thanks. My sister got it for me. I go, oh, that was so nice of her. He goes, well, technically she got me an Amazon gift card and said, get yourself a shed because she knew I wanted one. And I was like, can you do that? Like if someone gives you a gift card, can they dictate the terms of what you get with it?
Okay, so I knew it, that's why I asked for the story. My original gut feeling was absolutely not. But now that you say that, it's like, hey, like Adam really wants this new pair of shoes from Nike. And Evan has no idea which shoes, if I ask him, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to ruin mm-hmm. the fact that I'm buying it for him. So mm-hmm. here's a Nike gift card. Get yourself the shoes you wanted. Yes, absolutely. Here's Amazon. You've been looking at 6 different sheds. I don't know. I don't know which one you want.
That's what he said. Like she doesn't know the size of the shed, blah, blah, blah. But to use your Nike example, let's say I give you a gift card to Nike and you go to the store or you go to the website and you see something else that you want more than the shoes. Like, can you pivot? Like, who am I to dictate? I give you the gift card. You can do whatever you want with it.
So I think the real question here then is if you do give me a gift card and say something specific for me to get with that gift card
yeah.
and I don't get it, can you yeah. get upset about that?
It's a great question. Like, I don't think that you have no right what you get with a gift card. Like his sister can't come over and be like, where's the shed, bro? Where's the shed?
No, you could do it and you have to buy what they give you.
You really think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I could show up, give you a gift card, and be like, you have to go buy a pet flamingo. And now you're at the pet store. Here's $500 to PetSmart. I need you to go buy an exotic bird. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. In that situation, maybe. But the alternative is you showed up to my house with an exotic bird that now I have to – like, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to ask for the gift receipt.
I would prefer that than a task. You're ending up with the bird either way. I think it's insane to tell someone what they have to do with the gift card.
Did I ever tell you the exotic bird story?
Hmm.
We had at my job back in the day, we had this, like, you know, the Secret Santa thing at the end. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like some game where you put all these like wrapped gifts in the middle. I don't know. I don't remember how it entirely works, but you essentially could choose a gift and then you could trade with other people and like whatever. Well, there's one gift that was in there that was huge. I mean, it was like 4 feet tall by 2 feet wide. Everyone else got like cookbooks or something uh-huh. stupid. And uh-huh. there's this like big gift. So everyone like wanted it, you know, like we're 7 years old and we saw like a bike under the Christmas tree. So there's one guy, Brandon, he gets this and he opens up the gift. And it was a bird in a cage and not just a bird. It was like a parakeet and this thing. And then the guy who got the gift starts dying laughing. You know, we're in a corporate office building. Okay?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then he opens up the cage and the bird starts flying around. Our office manager, she starts hysterically crying, thinking it's like animal cruelty here. And now we got this, we're trying to catch the bird. It was like the wildest, like what a pivot. I got a cookbook from like Nancy Silverton. You know, this guy got uh-huh. a bird. He got a parrot. Uh-huh. So we uh-huh. didn't know what to do with it because this thing, we Googled it and it lived like 35 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, what do I do with this? You know, can I return it back to sender essentially? And the answer is no. So he went down to the parking garage and he gave it to the parking attendant, and the guy thought it was the greatest gift that he's ever gotten. It was the weirdest day I've ever had.
I thought you were going to say you were going to use your cookbook to look up if there are any good parrot recipes in there.
It's going to be the modern, the tropical frogois.
Yeah. All right. So let's take this topic both ways. The first topic is, can you give someone a gift certificate and tell them what to get with it?
Yes.
And I'm going to say no. And then the second one that we stumbled into here was, if you give someone a gift certificate, tell them what to buy with it, and they don't end up buying that, can you be upset about that?
Yes.
And I say no. Okay.
And that's a good reminder for you all to vote.
That's my line.
I know. Go for it. I'm bad at it.
And that's a good reminder. You guys can actually vote on these topics on our Instagram every Friday at JudgePod. Our Instagram will post those. Okay, Adam, your second topic.
Yeah, so I've been dying to say this one. So there's a story, not really a story, but whatever. At work, do you talk to the person in the bathroom next to you?
Absolutely not. I really don't like bathrooms at work. We're obviously fully remote now here, and I'll be the judge of that. But I have worked in corporate environments before where there was multiple bathrooms, and I just wanted to be totally anonymous in there. And like, it was actually a big pet peeve that the stall doors don't come all the way down to the floor, because once you work in an office long enough, you can kind of tell people's shoes and pants and stuff. And like, I just don't like that there's no anonymity in office bathrooms, and I absolutely don't want any conversation.
Wow. Very different to my perspective on this topic.
I
feel like the person that I was trying to chit chat with may have fallen on your side. So in my bathroom situation, we have like a urinal, and then next to the urinal is like a stall. Right.
There's so many topics about your bathroom at work. I feel like we all know the setup like intimately.
Right. Bro, you should see back in the day, there was no divider between the sink and the urinal. Mm. So if you were washing your hands, and I mean, it was inches apart, like 2 inches apart. If you're washing your hands, you better be dead-eyed at yourself in the mirror. You can't be side-eyeing looking at the guy schnitzel. Okay. Uh-huh. So you got to just washing your hands, a stone cold stare at yourself. It was really an awkward situation.
Okay, however, for our newer listeners, give us a setup. How many urinals? How many stalls? What are we working
with? Okay, Let me back up real quick. So we got a sink right when you walk in. To the left of that is a urinal, and to the left of that is a stall. Okay, and that's
one stall, one urinal.
One stall, one urinal. Pretty close quarters. Okay, so I'm, I had to hit the number two, if you will. And so I'm sitting there, and somebody comes in, and I know everyone's shoes. All right. I know everyone's shoes. All right. Mm-hmm. So I see the shoes that, it's my buddy, you know? Hey, Ed, dude, what's going on? What are you doing this weekend? You know? And he's like, not much. I said, really? You got nothing planned? You know, I faceless conversation right now. Okay. I'm staring at his shoes. He can't see nothing of me. And I'm getting one word answers back. And I'm like, what's with this guy? This guy's Chatty Cathy when I'm out of the stalls. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I walk out. I said, Ed, what's the deal here? He goes, I don't really talk when I'm in the bathroom. So what's the difference? What is the difference?
No, I'm with Ed. I'm with Ed.
No. No. You could chat all you want.
No.
I'm full conversation guy.
You can chat if you're both at the sink together. If one of you has your pants down, there's no chatting.
What about one urinal, one sink?
It's more of a gray area. I'm more open to it then. But you can't be chatting it up from inside the stall. There's no, like, you can't be like the Wizard of Oz back there, like the man behind the curtain. Like, no, you got to be in silence. No, No.
Okay, somebody walks in and you're sitting on the John. You make a little noise. Let them know that you're there.
No, not at all. No,
you're hiding? You're hiding on the toilet? Is that what you're telling me?
No, but I'm not like announcing myself.
Oh, I let him. Second I noticed the shoes. What's popping? I'd probably scare him half the time.
No, I'm a no on that one. I'm a big no on that one, actually.
I'm a hard yeah.
You can just talk to him after you're done.
It's not the same.
Why?
Toilet conversations remind me, bathroom conversations kind of remind me of, you know, when you were like maybe 13, 14 and you'd have sleepovers and the lights would go out and you guys can't really see each other because it's so dark, but you guys are talking and laughing. And like, there's this like juvenile beauty in like this faceless conversation. And I think this is as close as we could get to that childhood experience in the modern day corporate workforce.
Interesting.
What do you think about that? Yeah, that's my theory.
Yeah, okay. And I think it's a shitty time to have a conversation.
Classic.
Okay, I'll throw one in here. We might have to educate our non-Jewish audience about what a bris is. You know what a bris is, Adam? It's a...
Do share.
Yeah, it's a circumcision for an eight-day-old Jewish baby boy, and they're big events. I'm at the stage of my life now where I'm going to more of these than I care to go to. But can you FaceTime a bris for someone who isn't there?
I don't know who is bummed that they missed the bris. I frankly haven't been invited to any. I think I was like pseudo invited to your cousin's bris. I don't really know your nephew's bris.
Yeah.
You know, for interesting question here. Is it your cousin who's getting the bris? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it my cousin's bris? Is it my nephew's bris?
It's everyone. It's the whole families. Yeah.
It's the whole families, right?
So yeah. Like, yeah.
I kind of pseudo got invited. Like,
yeah, you got invited.
I gave a gentle rejection, respectfully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you thinking of me, but like, man, you don't need to FaceTime me. That is definitely something I don't need to be a part of.
You were invited and then you cut it off at the last minute.
Yeah.
but people do really want to go to these things, and they're actually like really big, important events. And I was at one.
Who?
And
Wait,
I'm telling you right now. No, I'm telling you, like, it's part of in the Jewish culture. They're like very big, like events that like you really shouldn't miss. And
no,
so,
as a family member or as like a friend.
Both. It's like people fly in from them. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a really big deal.
Fly
it's not like
in.
A little. Yeah, 100%.
It's not a little. It's definitely little. I'll tell you that.
but I was at a bris for like a really close friend, and one of our other friends lives in Boca Raton, and he didn't fly in, although he was considering it. And his mom was there in attendance, and she wanted her son to watch, and she FaceTimed him, and she stood like in the fourth row with her hand up and with the phone and live streamed the whole thing for him. Can you do that?
That is way better than the story I thought you were going to share, which now you have to share.
Which is what?
When about your nephew's bris.
Yeah, it wasn't
during
my nephew.
COVID.
Yeah, I think we actually did this topic years ago, but I'll just tell the story briefly. My cousin, her son was born in May of 2020, like right at the beginning of the lockdown. And up until that point, you would have never thought about doing a Zoom bris. But Zoom was very in vogue and there wasn't anyone in person, so they decided to do a Zoom bris. This had to have been one of the first Zoom brises in the history of the world. Like, there's no question. It was one of the very first ones. And I think now if you do a Zoom bris, you put the camera in the back and you kind of get a view of like this whole scene. They put the camera overhead like it was a medical lecture, like instructional. And so you see like 100 people on Zoom, all in their little boxes, like the Brady Bunch, and you see everyone's face just like immediately. Everyone was just like, "What the bleep is going on?" It was crazy, a bird's eye view.
Who even gets like even as the father? Do you even get that close?
Typically. Yeah, typically it's like the parents, you know, maybe the grandparents, you know, like a very, very few people can be that close, you know, just like.
No, but I mean, like, as the father, do you get that close? No, you want to be that close?
I don't know if you want to
put your head down right on this thing.
Yeah, I think the father holds the baby, or maybe like someone in the family holds the baby. Everyone's kind of like crowded around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So you've witnessed two filmed Brisses, is what you're
Well, now,
me.
Since the pandemic, it's not terribly uncommon to have like a live stream of the Briss because of, you know, we're so accepting of Zoom and so forth. But I'm telling you, they put them like in the back and you kind of, if you log in, you kind of just see like the whole scene.
Right.
You know, it's not like you're like in medical school. But I've never seen someone FaceTime their son and just stand there with their hand up for the entirety of the ceremony.
What do you think the son was doing during that? You think he's not eating, right?
Yeah. No, I hope not. Yeah.
So he's got to be like, what is he like watching? Like folding his laundry? Like what is he doing?
Yeah. I didn't get to ask, but yeah, he could probably multitask.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't do that. You missed the Briss. You could take a couple, Aunt Susie could take a couple shots from for Instagram, but otherwise, mm-hmm. like I don't. No, nope. You're not going IG live on my son Schnitzel. No,
yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah, and I agree. I don't think you can FaceTime a Briss. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have this week, so we're gonna have to cut it there. But we will be back next week. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week on I'll Be the Judge of That.
Adios.